From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling the aerial bombing Saturday of a funeral in Yemen heartless and a violation of international law. Saturday's attack killed more than 140 people and wounded more than 500. Ban said aerial attacks by the Saudi-led coalition have already caused enormous damage and destroyed hospitals and other vital civilian infrastructure. Initial reports indicate the bombing was carried out by the coalition. The UN chief warned of what he called a man-made catastrophe unfolding, and that impunity is only making it worse. The U.S. military says two missiles were launched from Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen in the direction of a U.S. ship in the Persian Gulf. Officials say the two missiles launched over a 60-minute period landed in the water Sunday. It was not immediately clear whether the USS Mason was the target of the two missiles. Turkish police in Ankara used tear gas and water cannon Monday to prevent hundreds of activists from holding a protest to commemorate the first anniversary of one of Turkey's worst terrorist attacks. Authorities banned large-scale commemorations of the two suicide bombings, citing security concerns. A state-run news agency said at least 60 demonstrators were detained and 1,700 riot police on duty in the city. Russia and Turkey have signed an agreement on building pipelines that will supply natural gas to Turkey and Western Europe. The agreement on the Turkish Stream Pipeline project was signed Monday by the Russian and Turkish energy ministers in Istanbul. The ceremony was attended by Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. This is VOA News. Death tolls ranging from 400 to over 1,000 are being presented by officials in Haiti as the nation struggles to overcome the results of Hurricane Matthew. Besides the high death toll, Haiti is dealing with thousands of homes flattened, many crops destroyed, and critical infrastructure left in tatters. The United Nations on Monday appealed for $119 million to bring life-saving assistance to Haiti. In the U.S., the death toll stood Monday at 21. Hundreds of thousands remain without power, and the situation could worsen as rivers continue to crest. In North Carolina, helicopters and rescue boats carried people to safety after a levee was breached near the town of Lumberton. The second debate between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton may have been one of the most contentious in U.S. political history. Analysts are saying the encounter in St. Louis is unlikely to change frontrunner Clinton's momentum a month before the November 8th election. In the debate, Trump apologized and then brushed off criticism over a 2005 tape that was unearthed last week in which he made crude comments about women. The country's top elected Republican official, House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan, on Monday told his Republican colleagues in a conference call that he would no longer defend Trump's often impolitic comments. He said he will spend the last weeks of the campaign working to preserve the party's majorities in both houses of Congress. One person listening to his remarks said Ryan was not withdrawing support for Trump. German police say a Syrian man arrested Monday in Germany for allegedly planning a bomb attack is probably linked to the Islamic State group. Saxony police chief Jürg Michaelis said the approach and behavior of the suspect indicates a connection to IS. The 22-year-old Syrian refugee Jaber al-Bakr was recognized by three Syrians with whom he sought refuge. They bound him and then contacted police. The World Health Organization warned Monday that the Zika virus will probably spread in the Asia-Pacific region. The report comes as hundreds of cases have been reported in Singapore, and two babies in Thailand have been diagnosed with Zika-linked microcephaly. South Korean electronics company Samsung says it is, quoting now, in the process of adjusting production volumes on its beleaguered Galaxy Note 7 smartphone to ensure that the phones are safe. Earlier Monday, the South Korean news agency Yonhap quoted an unnamed Samsung supplier as saying the conglomerate had suspended production of the Note 7 in cooperation with consumer safety regulators in South Korea, the United States, and China. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.